Welcome to It's All Chaos, a podcast about two best friends who are navigating the ups and downs of working full-time,
running their own businesses,
blending families,
and taking on Nana duties.
Duties?
Not that kind of duty.
Oh. Learn about the things we are involving ourselves in,
and the challenging day-to-day events that just prove that every day, all day, it's all chaos.
Welcome to episode 28 of the It's All Chaos podcast. I'm Jill.
And I'm Tracy.
And we're recording live from a cruise ship.
For your entertainment about our chaotic lives. Is that pretty good?
I like it. Yeah, we have our like radio voices going on. And it's funny because we were just sitting here saying, we said we would record some updates. There's things in life that we know we need to talk about. And we decided we were going to podcast about our Disney cruise and wedding while we're on a cruise ship. Is it kind of fitting?
That works. Because we did promise that a while ago. And like I said, life is crazy. But
and we got squalling on Sister Wives.
Let Jill tell you about what it was like planning a wedding to be on the Disney cruise with the Disney cruise planners. How that event planning went. What it meant when she got on. Because I was part of some of the things. But obviously she had a lot more to tend to when she got on to get things situated for the big day.
So we're doing this kind of on the fly. Like I said, we're on a cruise. We wanted to record some podcasts. So we're sitting here doing that. And like I said, we just picked this topic. So it's not like I have everything in front of me. So here's what I'm going to ask. Please, if you have questions specifically related to any of this, you're considering your own Disney wedding, you have a question about Disney weddings, something that we didn't discuss or I didn't give you enough details on, please email us and it'll give us another reason to talk about this on a podcast or something else, right? So the email address is itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com. So just, I'm putting that here up front. So if you needed to message us, you could. So obviously let's talk about how it all begins. All right. So, and actually we might've talked about some of this before when I was supposed to go on my first wedding cruise.
Correct.
And then now here we are again. So the way it works is...
When COVID came in.
Yeah. The Rona. The darn the Ronas. And it was even in 2022 Rona? 2021 Rona.
2021 January.
2022. Yeah, 2022 Rona. So we were 2 years past, but they were still testing to get on the boat in February of 22. So, okay. So here we go, friends. So to book a Disney wedding cruise, first you have to book a cruise. So decide for you and your significant other, or if you're doing a vow renewal, when you want to cruise, okay? Then you got to book your cruise, at least for you and your significant other. Now, family, friends, everybody can join you on that cruise, and that's just fine. I hope you will use a travel agent to do that because it is very convenient to have one person being the center for all your family.
To
so
attach everybody for dinners and events and things.
As you all know, public service announcement, Tracy and I are travel agents. We are co-agents together. We work together as a team. And we would be happy to help you book or plan this. Obviously, I have experience at this point. We would love to do that. But if you just call Disney and book it, you can. But then your mom is calling Disney to book it. And then your aunt is calling Disney to book it. Or you're doing that for everybody else. And if you are the bride or groom, you have too much other things going on with all of this that I hope you're not... You can be the center, again, helping
also,
plan, but don't make it all your responsibility.
You also don't want to worry. Did my aunt book the right thing? Did my mom book the right thing? Did they book the right ship on the right... Because there are multiple ships that go out of different ports on different dates. I have seen a horror story of somebody who booked the right date, but they booked out of the Miami port and other people were all going out of
Fort Lauderdale
and there was nothing they could do. So those that they had to just decide to go ahead and go on their own two-person cruise instead of the big family cruise that they were going to go on.
Yep, that would be so sad. Because when you say Miami, Fort Lauderdale and Miami are so close, it's easier to get them confused.
Yep.
So, yeah. Anyways, I would suggest, especially if you're going to have people travel with you on this trip or this wedding or a reunion, vow renewal, have somebody else helping you coordinate on the other side, which comes into play with the Disney Fairy Tale Weddings planner, but I'll talk about that in a second. So first thing, book you. Once you are booked, you can then contact Disney Fairy Tale Weddings and say, I am booked on this cruise. I want to book my wedding. Okay. Then once they get in contact with you, they're going to ask you, what sailing and date are you on? What's your reservation confirmation number? And then they are going to let you know the details about what is available. So depending on your sailing or the time of year or the itinerary of your sailing, you're going to have choices on a Disney cruise wedding. You're going to have a choice of having the ceremony on the ship in what I'm going to call their standard like type of wedding chapel. It's not a chapel. It's some sort of a room, but you know what I mean? That the one they use for like wedding chapel. Okay. And then you're going to have the option of having it in the grand atrium, which when you walk on the ship, that big room, you can have your wedding there. And then there's the option of Castaway Key.
If you have a ship,
if you are a ship that is stopping in the Bahamas. So those are pretty much your only choices. Now, I'm sure for any amount, if you have larger amounts of guests, that sometimes opens up your options of like where you can have your reception or your ceremony. But pretty much standard wedding on the ship, base price, $3,500 wedding in the atrium or on Castaway Key, starting price, $4,500. So it's $1,000 more to get married in the atrium or on Castaway Key if your ship is going to Castaway Key. Obviously, you can't have a wedding there if you're not going there. So, and I'm sure that's, you know that. Right. When you plan it, you know, you're going to pick a cruise that goes there if that's what you want. So, Casey and I knew we wanted to get married on Castaway Key. We knew we wanted to get married on the dock. They have two options on Castaway Key, which is either on the dock or a sand beach area that they have. I did not want sand in my toes or my shoes or any of that. I wanted it on the dock with the beautiful ship in the background. And so that's what we did. There are two time slots for, I believe, the atrium. The entrance, or Castaway Keys. You could have the 10 o'clock wedding, or I believe the other time is a 2 o'clock wedding. I wanted the 10 o'clock wedding because I was hoping to get all of my friends back and family back onto Castaway Key to enjoy their day by noon if I could. So I was lucky in the fact that we booked our cruise. I'm just doing all the talking, Foo. You're just sitting
well,
here.
Well, that's because you've got the...
yeah, chipping in two cents. I feel bad.
I'm going to let you get in the beginning prep stuff. And then I'll throw in, because you got to remember, while you're prepping, all I did was I got our cruise booked for my daughter, James, Max, and myself. And then my part came in when I got on the ship.
Right.
And then we started doing things.
Yeah. So, okay. We had chosen Castaway Key. So whatever day Castaway Key was on our cruise was the day of our wedding. We wanted morning, and that was
available.
That's
how you picked your official wedding date.
Right? Yeah, that's how we...
there?
Right?
On the island?
Yeah.
That is it.
Well, and the thing is because of the fact that, and just side note too, getting married in the Caribbean technically does not count as a wedding in the United States. So really what is happening there is more of a ceremony, right? It's
the official paperwork wedding has to be done
in the United States on U.S. soil. So what they will do is they will have you do that while you're in dock the day before you, or the day you leave. You get on the boat. Normally they have a quickie little do you, sign the paperwork, you're done. Well, because we knew that wasn't going to count, instead of doing the one in Florida, we had a small ceremony with family at home beforehand, but I did not wear my official dress. It was, again, more of a little bit of a formality, but grandma got to be there and some other friends and family who would not be on the cruise.
Right.
And then, of course, because of the cruise cancellation, because of several children having COVID, and then the rebooking, it ended up being fine anyways because it ended up being 2 years before that. We were married 2 years when we got married
right.
again on the
that
ship.
That is true.
So almost 2 years. So anyways, you choose morning or afternoon wedding. We wanted Castaway Key. We wanted the first ceremony. And we were able to get all that. So the sooner you book, the better. And the sooner you get to hopefully pick your specified time
and
location.
Place. Right.
Right. Because obviously they can't have two weddings in the same place at the same time. And that's just how it goes. So my coordinator with Disney Fairy Tale Weddings or wedding planner, her name is Faith. She was my planner for the first wedding. And that was actually supposed to be on the Dream because the Wish wasn't yet rolling by then. Now that we were switching to the Wish. She actually moved to coordinate for the Wish when the Wish came on boards, online. So I got to work with Faith again. And it actually made it really simple because she had all my paperwork from the first wedding still. And she was like, is it all pretty much the same? I was like, yeah, but we got some new guests. I said, I'll refill it out. And she was like, okay. But we didn't have to, or we did have to sign a new contract because it was more people that came on the second time, which was another great thing about having to rebook it, is that we were able to have so many more
people,
family, come and experience it with
and
us.
And it was a good time had by all. I will tell you that part of the end.
Yeah.
Everybody had such a great time on that ship.
Oh, yeah.
Other than it was much bigger than what we were used to, and we all felt a little discombobulated in our pathway.
Because it was everybody's first time on the Wish.
Great. Correct.
So, yeah, everybody
So nobody could help anybody out. We was all...
Yeah, we were all struggling together.
Figured it out.
Yeah. So how much more detail food do you think I should go into right now? Like, what's included in a Disney wedding? Like, or a Disney cruise wedding?
Yeah, I would think... I think in the basic one, just talk about the options you get. And there's always an option to upgrade from
those. Of course, there's, yeah. Disney's always
going to
take your money.
Once you got on the ship.
Okay. So before the wedding, we got to choose several options. The first thing, I guess I'll start with, is my bouquet. They have bouquets that are included. There's like 6 or 7 options. Like, you could choose just calla lilies, or you could choose just a rose bouquet, or they have one that's, you know, kind of gardeny, and they have one that's kind of tropical-y, and those are included. There are also premium bouquets that you can pay $250 more to get a bigger, larger, more full bouquet. At the time of booking the wedding, you know, just what are you willing to spend money on, and what are you not?
Correct.
The flowers.
What's important to you? Some people,
yes,
flowers,
yes,
are super important. And
yes.
Some people, the cake is more important. It just depends.
Right. For me, I wasn't sure what I was going to do bouquet-wise. I thought about ordering one off of Etsy, but I hadn't locked anything really into place yet. And so I didn't want to pay for the extra money for a bouquet if I ended up buying something from Etsy. That kind of would have been a waste. And I honestly wasn't sure if I could bring my bouquet off the ship, because I knew sometimes there could be problems with flowers internationally coming into the U.S.
Correct.
So I wasn't sure what the deal was with that. So again,
Did you find out? Were you allowed to take it off?
Yes. So here is what I was told. Wedding flowers are able to be taken back into the U.S. because they have boarded in the U.S.
Okay.
So because they brought those flowers on.
From the U.S. Got
yeah.
It.
And I actually had, because I carried my bouquets off. And also they had flowers on our cake and stuff, and we kept a bunch of the table flowers and whatever. We took them all off the ship, and they did stop me. I'm going to call it in customs, and says, "Ooh, you're not allowed to bring the flowers." And I said, "Oh, they were my wedding flowers, and my wedding coordinator said that they were all pre-approved to come on and off the ship." Oh, yes, we didn't realize. Okay, no problem. Okay, thank you. Because I had one in my hair, and that's what they had saw, is that I had just, one had fallen off one of the things, and I just shoved it in my hair.
Got it. They
only saw the flower in my hair, not the whole bouquet, because that was in
a box.
Makes
sense.
So,
yeah, because, I mean, normally when you go through customs, no fruit, no flowers,
no
seeds, no meat
products,
because there's all of those things from different countries can cause problems with the local ecosystems and the animals and things wherever you're going.
Yeah. So anyways, but at the time I did not upgrade my bouquet. I just took a bouquet that I picked one that, you know, had purples and stuff in it, because my colors were going to be purple, and there's that. So for your cake, there are 3 basic cake choices and then 2 upgraded cake choices when it comes to the style of the cake. I chose an upgraded cake
style. So does
that mean
like tiers and stuff? Because
so
I don't think you and I discussed the cake, other than I knew that you had changed.
Yeah. Everything
kind of
comes
like 2-tier?
2-tier.
Okay.
I was counting the tiers in my head.
Is it the size of the tiers that changes when you upgrade?
No. They only make... it's all debatable. But anyways, I think they only make a cake one size. If you were a huge party, they would make you a bigger cake.
Okay.
But I think all the cakes standardly are kind of made one size. And I will tell you, we had way too much cake. Way, way, way too much cake. And you could not take the cake off board.
Because you are on a ship where there is food flowing aplenty.
Right.
And so to have a bunch of extra cake, normally you would take your wedding cake
back
to your room and eat it. But there's more food everywhere.
We had like 23 or 24 people at our reception because we had people who came but didn't come to the reception.
Right. It was a beautiful cake.
Yeah. It absolutely was. And when the wedding was over, they took it to our room. And of course, it had a layer of fondant around the whole thing to make it look pretty and everything. And we had almost like a layer and a half of cake in our room. And every time we walked in, we see it sitting there on the counter in our room, and we're like,
nobody wants, because you just come back from a meal. I mean, there's food everywhere. Right.
There's food everywhere on a ship. And that's the one thing that made me feel like really sad. And there was nothing to be done with it. And I almost wish I would have just told him, throw it away at that point in time.
Right.
Why let it sit in my room?
Right.
Because I think once me and my husband went and took a bite just to say we did, because it was sitting there in the room. And we're just like, this is so sad. Right. And we told our stateroom host, if you can take it anywhere, please do. Because I don't know, can they take it down to the crew? But I'm sure they're working on a cruise ship. They probably got plenty of suites.
Finally take it away?
You know, no. It was there when we walked out of the room when we left that morning.
So you worked around the cake the whole time. Okay, yes. So that's an odd thing.
Yeah.
I think I would have just said, we don't want the cake to, you know.
Right. Well, I mean.
But that's good to know for future people.
Castaway Cay was like our day today. It was the Wednesday of our trip because we got on board on Monday and we got off on Friday. So our wedding was that. So by Wednesday night, we had the cake in our room. We had our day at sea on Thursday, and Friday we got off the ship. So it was only there two nights.
Right. It's just that unfortunate, you know, that there wasn't even enough time to eat it. Like if you got married on the first day of a 7-day cruise, maybe people would nibble at it. But again, there's just so much food on a cruise. Right. It's almost like they should just move to cupcakes.
Right. Yeah.
But I know mean, people
yeah,
want
you
it,
want the you wedding, want the cake for the visual and the everything else. Right. And you know, I had kind of said early on, and I maintained this through the entire wedding, the purpose of this wedding was pictures. The absolute purpose of this wedding, because we were already legally married. But I didn't wear my dress for that ceremony.
Right.
That ceremony, we spent no time on it at all. We literally planned it in 7 days.
Right.
Because Casey's two brothers were going to be in town for his grandma's birthday, her 80th birthday party. They were going to be in town. I'm sorry, her 90th birthday party. They were going to be in town for that. And we said, is there a way? Because we were already talking about the fact that we should get married by the end of the year because the wedding on the boat didn't count. So if we got married by the end of the year, we could file together for tax purposes. And then the brothers ended up coming into town for grandma's birthday. So all of Casey's brothers and sisters were going to be in one place at one time. And he said, we're going to Bogart an hour before grandma's birthday party and have a makeshift wedding.
So grandma could be there.
It was because of the birthday party. Casey has a larger family. They were all going to be there. So we just said, please come an hour early. We're getting married. And everybody's like, oh my goodness. And then I had to call a few people like you, you know, came as my maid of honor. And James was there, right? Didn't you bring James?
Oh, no? Yes. James was with me.
Yeah.
I did have him with me.
Some reason, he was with you that day.
I think I was watching him that weekend.
Yeah. But so him... And then, was that around when Max was born? Oh, no, 2 years. Max is older than that. Yeah, I don't know why you just had James. But anyways, our friend came down, Casey's best man came down from Prescott, and I had a couple other local friends who came who, you know, never would have been able to go to the cruise wedding or whatever. So we had people there.
Right.
But like I said, we threw it together in a week. Hey, are you doing anything on Saturday? You should come. Planning the wedding. So we had the cake. Oh, maybe that's where I was going with that, is that for our makeshift wedding, like I literally went to Walmart the day before and ordered a sheet cake that said best day ever. And we brought that in as our cake. We went and bought some bottles of sparkling cider and some snap together, you know, champagne flutes. And it was, you know, like I said, it was makeshift. So the purpose of this wedding was for the pictures. So to have that beautiful cake, and it was delicious. So we're going back to the options. So you get the cake. There are three basic cake, I'm going to call it decorating items, flowers, this, that. And then there's two upgrades. One of them is the naked cake, which I'm sure everybody knows what, if you're talking wedding, what a naked cake is. Basically, it's no fondant, no icing even around it. There's just icing in the middle on the layers. But the sides are naked, so you see raw cake. And then there's the, I forget what they call it, but it's basically a nautical themed cake. And that's what we chose, was the nautical themed cake. So because we chose an upgraded cake, we had a choice of the standard cake flavors and filling flavors. But because we had the upgraded cake, we could then choose the upgraded cake flavors or the upgraded filling flavors.
Right.
We went with basic cake and basic filler because it sounded good. It was lemon cheesecake and vanilla.
Right.
We're like, it's just, it's basic, right. But it's good though. The vanilla with the lemon cake, yes. And it was good.
It was delicious.
I mean, they had different things like red velvet and like almond this and almond. I was like, no, I that's Casey really and fancy. I both love lemon. I like cheesecake. Vanilla has got to be good. So we basically paid for just to have it came with a cape topper that said, love, and the O was made into an anchor, and it was cute, and we got to take that home. Because you've booked your wedding with Disney Fairytale Weddings, they give you a, Disney Fairytale Weddings and Honeymoon, cake cutter and server. So you got the knife and the serving piece. Something that I thought was cool. I don't know, maybe some people wouldn't think this cool, but anyways, they gave us a brand new set. They have a set they use on the ship for the weddings.
Correct.
So the set that we took home
and put away was not used.
We have a brand new set, but on the I knew that because they had taken the stuff away and then gave us one that was wrapped in a box and it was sealed. And I was like, they didn't reseal the box.
They did
to
it
give
so
us.
That you have a nice one, so that the emblems and the designs on it don't get rubbed off or any of that. That makes sense.
So commemorative. So so we got the flowers. I'm sorry, you get a bouquet and your husband gets a boutonniere. So I got a bouquet and the groom got a boutonniere. That was included. The cake, there are included options for the price, either $3,500 or $4,500, or you can pay for an upgrade.
Got it.
Okay. You get 18 people, including the bride and groom, in your party for that price. 18 people.
Okay.
If you go over 18 people, it's $25 a person. That is to cover the extra things needed for the reception, which would be champagne. Potentially larger cake. And then, yes, included with your wedding is a champagne or sparkling cider toast. So that $25 would go if you need extra champagne or sparkling cider.
Got it.
Okay. What else is included? Oh,
you got
so
to pick your music.
Let's talk about the ceremony. Right. That's where I was going. Right. So they give you a pianist if you would like it, or you can just use pre-recorded music. If you use the pianist at all, even for one song, the pianist will be there for the entire event. So use them, right? Why not? So I got to choose for the ceremony, the song that is played. The pianist was just there mumbling through Disney music, I guess. You and I weren't there, Foo, because we were outside.
Right.
Or we came out last, obviously, because Here Comes the Bride. But I got to pick the song that Tracy walked down the aisle to. I got to pick the song that I walked down the aisle to. And then I got to pick the song that once the wedding was over, what we together walked down the aisle to. So because we were using the pianist, we just picked pianist Disney music for all of it. Now I could pull it up on my email. Okay, I just looked it up. I just wanted to make sure I got it correct. And this is actually, I should have just pulled this up to the beginning because I can go through it all and tell you what we picked and what ended up costing money. But Tracy walked into the song Lava from the Pixar short Lava. I walked into Now I See the Light from Tangled. And then we walked down the aisle to Married Life from Up, which I thought was fitting. Back to floral. The only thing we paid extra money for was a boutonniere for our the best man. So Casey got one included with the wedding. I got a bouquet included with the wedding. And we bought a boutonniere for Ryan. I had not yet decided what I was going to do about my bouquet.
Did you have a boutonniere for your dad?
So, no, we didn't.
Okay.
Nope.
I didn't know.
Yeah, no, we didn't. So, the only thing we paid extra for was Ryan's. Now, for you, I wasn't sure what I was going to do for you because I wasn't sure what I was going to do for me. If I ended up buying a bouquet on Etsy for myself, I was going to give you my bridal bouquet to walk down the aisle with so you had flowers. If I decided just to keep the flowers that the cruise gave me, then I was going to either A, put together, craft something simple for you and just take it with us, or potentially buy one off of Etsy. Well, through my looking and searching and deciding what I was going to do, I found somebody who makes bouquets on Etsy. She was very reasonably priced compared to some of them. And her work looked great. And I took a chance and I ordered it. It was kind of Ray from Star Wars themed, which my husband loves Star Wars. The stems at the bottom of the flowers were all wrapped in this kind of like tattered burlap cloth that made it kind of look like Rey's costume, or the clothes she wears in the movie. I told her I wanted pink and purple ombre flowers, which I had seen in some of her other work, and that all she absolutely customized to exactly what I wanted. I think the whole bouquet cost me $75, which is really great price for a bouquet like that. She mailed it to me in a box. I kept it in that box. I kept it safe the whole way. And all that worked out great. So that left Tracy to have what I'm going to call the bridal bouquet right. to walk down the aisle with. And then it was all done. She's like, do you want it? And I was like, yes. Okay. So
I said, yeah. Would you like to put it over by the cake so that for the photos, that bouquet was there by the cake and it looked beautiful next to each other.
Oh,
and
yeah. Everything. Yeah. Yep. And then I took it home and I dried it. And so I have that too, along with my pretty, pretty bouquet. So, along with your wedding too, getting married on a Disney cruise ship, you get, the option, if you want to use it, to have a meal at Paolo. That is the premium dining restaurant on the Wish and the Dream and the Fantasy. Is it also on it's the same restaurant, right? It's Paolo also on the Magic and the Wonder?
Yes.
Okay. So you get a free night or free dinner or brunch at Paolo. Now, us being on a 4-night doesn't leave a lot of time, and obviously we were there with a lot of family, so I really didn't want to miss a night in the dining room, especially because 4 nights leaves 1 night in each restaurant and pirate night, and our wedding was on pirate night, and I didn't want to miss the pirate night menu because there's a crab cake on that menu that I absolutely love and I definitely wanted. So at first we were going to say, well, I guess we're just going to skip Paolo. However, my wedding coordinator, who is so smart, obviously she does this all the time, said, why don't you do brunch? So on C-Day, they do brunch at Paolo, and that was the morning after the wedding. So I was like, that is a fabulous idea. So that's what we did. And it just so happened that Tracy, being a platinum cruiser with Disney, she got a free Paolo for any adult in her room. So she and Alex ended up joining us, and the four of us had Paolo brunch, which was delicious.
Yeah. Oh, it was so good. And that's only my second time ever having brunch. The first time I did brunch, it was many, many moons ago. And it was where they set it up like a buffet kind of style. There were a couple things you ordered off the menu.
Yeah, I think it was just post-COVID that they've changed it.
But after that, they kind of turned it into a menu that you order off of and it's all brought to you. So, but both ways were very delicious. And there was a lot of good choices and options. I mean, you cannot go wrong with Apollo brunch or dinner.
Yeah, no, for sure. So, okay, I'm just kind of scrolling down this paperwork, but there's not much more to tell you. Obviously, there's plenty of additions, okay, but it's asking us here, like, who's the bridal party? Who's the officiant? We did have my husband's brother, Chad, marry us. He got ordained in that week that we last minute planned our wedding, and he got ordained to marry us, so he married us the first time and made it official. So he was already going on the cruise, so we had him do it. And what's really funny, again, this is just a side note, but he and us, my husband and I and him, were on the phone one time talking about the trip and planning the wedding. And something came up about the fact that our wedding was on pirate night. And he was like, well, then I should just wear my Jack Sparrow costume all day. And I was like, you have a Jack Sparrow costume? He's like, no, but I was planning on ordering it. I was like, you're telling me you're going to marry me as Jack Sparrow? And he was like, if you want me to. And I was like, heck yes, I want you to marry us as Jack Sparrow. And ended up being like 90 degrees with 100% humidity that day. So here I was in my big old dress. Casey's wearing a monkey suit. And here's Chad just as Jack Sparrow. So all of us were sweating with the oldies together out there on that dock. But so again, the floral, the bouquet I picked was called the garden bouquet. The general color I chose was lavender. We've got our cake selection, which we talked about. We didn't buy any additional flowers except the one boutonniere. Here's the music that we chose. We did end up using my phone for our first dance song and for the father-daughter dance. And then I had a couple other songs played, but majority of our reception, which was only an hour long, I'll give some timelines in a second. We just had the pianist just play whatever, like during the cake cutting and during the toast and He just played. Nice mingled. Music. Yeah.
It was,
yeah.
And they did a wonderful job.
Oh, he was great. So nice. Yeah, he was great. And just, yeah, it just went so seamlessly. So obviously we got our Palo. So they gave you the option for welcome gifts. If you wanted to purchase, like a welcome gift for all of your guests who are coming on the cruise, so that when they come to their room, there's like a little gift saying, welcome on the cruise. Thank you for coming to our wedding cruise. You can do that. They also have edible wedding favors that they would hand out to all the guests at the wedding. We obviously opted not to do any of that. Oh, here, hair and makeup. Before you get on the cruise, you can decide if you would like to have your hair and makeup done by somebody on the ship. That does cost extra money if you're having that done. You pay for the hair appointment or the makeup appointment. I did opt to have my hair done in the Untangled salon that they have there on the boat. I did my own makeup. I think makeup sometimes can be a little weird. Other people's makeups. I know they're professionals, so everything is probably, you know, not probably. It's cleaned properly and all of that, of course. But you can have a Disney character appear at your reception if you want. The price is not on here, but you probably don't want to know the price anyways. I want to say it was probably like, I don't know, I think it was like $300 to have like Goofy or Mickey or something show up at your wedding. So we opted not. And we did not choose any photography. We did not have Disney photographers there at all, because what we decided to do is, my real good friend is a professional photographer, and I asked her if she would do my wedding, and she says, pay for my cruise and I will do all your photos for free. And I was like, I'm in. So we got my real good friend to go on the cruise, and we had our own personal paparazzi on the trip, which was great. So those are all the main things. So should we talk about like the trip, getting on the boat, and then jump a bit to the wedding?
Yeah. So we traveled there differently than you did to the boat.
Yes.
We were staying at a Disney hotel. We went to a park.
We, as you, Alex, James, and Max.
James and Max. We traveled in a day earlier than Jill and crew, and we did a day at Magic Kingdom, because we came in kind of early on one day, and then you guys went in. Oh, no,
we arrived on the same day. Okay, you guys stayed at Saratoga, because you have DVC there. We were all staying at All Star. You guys took an early flight with the kids, a direct flight. We had taken a flight later in the day with all the kids, so we ended up arriving late that night. The next day, you got up and went to Magic Kingdom all day.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
We all got up and went to Animal Kingdom.
It was very late at night. Right. That's right.
Our flight got in stupid late, like 11:45 at night. So then by the time we had gotten into the resort, it was like 1 o'clock in the morning.
And so we were staying at different places. Like Jill and her crew were all staying in one place.
All Stars,
and then we were staying at my DVC. So we just took the Disney Cruise Line bus from our resort to the cruise.
Yes.
So rather than having to figure out them coming to get us or us getting over to where they were, it was just easier for me to book that for us and then meet them at the port.
I had helped my entire family, everybody who was with us, book at All Stars, and then we hired private transportation. Number one, it was a little bit lower price than going through Disney, and number two, it allowed us to arrive earlier with all of our luggage and everything else and make it there on time, and it worked out fabulous. So the next morning, which was Monday morning, we got up and everybody went to the boat. So when we get on the boat, the first thing that Casey and I were supposed to do as we were having our wedding was, I thought, meet with our wedding coordinator. But once we got on board, they gave us an envelope, and the envelope said that we had an appointment with our wedding coordinator at 3 o'clock. So here we kind of rushed on thinking that we were going to check off a lot of boxes right away, but we ended up having to wait till 3 o'clock to meet with our wedding coordinator. But that was fine. I went straight on board and went to the salon, and they had the salon assistant manager is who did my hair for the wedding. I talked about what I wanted. She said, no problem at all. Be here right at 8 o'clock. It was right. Eight.
I met you in there.
Nine and 10 o'clock was the wedding. So yeah, I think it was 8 o'clock. So, and you met me there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And hung out while we got ready. Got my hair done. Then we went back to the room, basically did my makeup. No, I did my makeup before I went and got my hair done.
Yeah, you had your makeup done.
Yeah.
In hair.
Yeah, I already had my makeup done, so it was just a little touch-up. Got the hair done, went back to my parents' room, which is where my dress was, put on my dress. And then they held us back. They took everybody that was attending the wedding, including my husband. They took everybody out there on golf carts.
Basically, and then your dad, myself, and you.
Me. Yeah, the three of us.
Chelsea.
The photographer, yes. And then our wedding coordinator.
Right.
They took us all out there separately. And then, no. Chelsea wasn't with us. Chelsea went with them.
Chelsea was with us? I feel like there was four. Was your mom still with us?
No, the wedding coordinator.
I thought your mom was still with us in the room while we were getting you in your dress.
Fukumi. I'm pretty sure her name is Fukumi, if I remember right.
Yeah, for some reason, Fukumi and Pablo
were my onboard wedding coordinators.
They must have been with us while...
No.
Your mom and Chelsea must have been with us while you got into your dress, and then yes, they left and met Tori. Them.
Okay. Yeah, and Tori was with them, okay. And then they went out with the whole crew, because Chelsea got all the pictures in the lobby of the family and everything else, and then getting out there, but she had to be in... She wanted to do a light test before I got out there, just to see how things were responding, her camera was responding to the light of that point in time of day, and then obviously to get me walking down the aisle and all of those things. So, we'll make some of this short, but so the family all met into the lobby at 9:30. Ceremony was supposed to be at 10. I ended up having a little bit of a malfunction with my dress right before we got off board, so we kind of had to fix that really fast, which we did. So the ceremony probably started around 10:15. It was about 15 minutes long, so by 10:30 we were done. Took a whole bunch of pictures on the dock with family and the different groups of people, different families that were there. And then they shuttled everybody back to the boat for the reception, which was starting at 11 and supposed to be over by 12. You could buy more time with the reception. Like if you wanted a 2-hour reception or 3-hour reception, you could choose to have hors d'oeuvres or appetizers or food. But we just took everything that was standard.
We were on a cruise.
Number one, we were on a cruise. Number two, I wanted all my family to get out to Castaway Key. Have fun. I knew the kids wanted to go snorkeling. I knew the cookies always had good barbecue. So I just really wanted my family to get going. So I didn't waste any time doing anything else. So while the family was shuttled back to the reception area and they, you know, got everybody water and everything, Casey and I and our photographer, Chelsea, we worked our way back to the ship taking photos at all the picturesque spots on the beach with the ship behind us and, you know, the iconic Mickey Minnie. Pluto, Goofy.
Buoys.
Those buoys. And then, you know, the Welcome to Castaway Key sign and by the side of the boat. And we just took photos all the way back. So then they kind of held us back when we got back on the ship and said, we're going to give you the big grand entrance, you know, now introducing Mr. and Mrs. Dixon. And so, you know, we walked out. Yay. And then it ends up that I thought it was interesting and I didn't think about it till after the fact because we kind of went with the flow. But Fukumi, who was our head wedding coordinator, she's the one who kind of initiated the toast, kind of said, we're so happy for them and we're excited for them and let's rate a glass cheers, you know, cheers. And then there really wasn't a Tracy, do you want to say something? Like, no. Ryan, do you want to say something? Like, the best man didn't give a speech, maid of honor didn't say anything.
No.
And I thought Casey was going to say something too, because we opted not to have our own individual vows, but Casey was thinking about saying something at that point in time, but he didn't step up and I don't know if nobody's... Anyways, so we had our toast, went straight into the first dance. After the first dance, we cut the cake. And after we cut the cake, we did father-daughter dance. They served the cake. We all ate cake. We played like a... I'm going to call it like a party-type tune. Just so we could get some pictures of people dancing.
James doing the sprinkler.
Me and James were doing the sprinkler together. It's a super cute, funny picture. And pretty much we were done. That was it. We said, please go have fun at Castaway Key. And then Casey and I and Chelsea ran over the entire ship and took photos
because everybody was off the ship.
The ship was empty.
Yeah.
Because everybody's on Castaway Key.
Yeah.
So the first thing we did, because it was right next to where our reception...
Random elbows or heads or anything from anybody in any of your photos.
Yeah. Our reception was in a bar that's right in the middle of the ship called the Bayou. And that's where the reception was. Yeah. Oh, it is so beautiful. But right next to the bayou is where the hyperspace lounge is, which is the Star Wars bar. So the very first thing that we did after reception was walk into the hyperspace lounge and took photos in the Star Wars bar. Then we headed to the main lobby of the ship and took photos on the stage, by the Cinderella, on the stairs. There's kind of this doorway entrance thing. We took some really cute pictures there. And then the most, my favorite place to take photos was when you're going down into the kids club. It's like Alice in Wonderland themed, and the stairs are all colored in purples and pinks. And those were the colors of my wedding. And it, just the way the lights and the photos turned out and everything, it was just absolutely beautiful. Then we got to go in the kids club because all the kids are on the island.
And the kids club people are all working on the island that day as well.
So there were just a couple people around in there, but we were like, hey, is it okay if we come in and take photos seeing there's not kids here today? Oh yeah, no problem at all. Go for it. So we took pictures in the Avengers section and the Star Wars section. In the, I'm going to call it the princess section, but there was a section for Belle, a section for Rapunzel. We took photos there. And then we just found a couple other places in the ship that were really picturesque. And then we went out on deck, took pictures up there. And then we went and changed and made it out to Castaway Key about an hour before everybody had to be back on the boat. So we grabbed a little bit of food from Cookies because I really wanted to eat there. And then we ran around, found a little bit of family on the beach. Made it back onto the ship, and then pretty much it's like, get ready for dinner. So I put my dress back on because I ended up wearing my dress all night. That was pirate night. So we had our nice, I'm going to call it reception dinner in the main dining room, 1923. Right. And then,
you had fireworks photos that night.
Yeah. So it was the pirate deck party. And there was a little bit of threatening of rain, and I was like, no, please don't let the fireworks be canceled. But fortunate, the fireworks went off, and we were out there in my dress and Casey back in his suit and everything, and we were able to get awesome fireworks pictures in my dress and everything too. So that's a very quick, very high level of how our wedding went, kind of the planning steps and everything else. Of course, Disney allows you to make it as elaborate as you want to be or as subtle as you want to be. If you ask me, $3,500 to $4,500 for a basic wedding, like that includes everything. Like if you needed to, that would have included the officiant, but we, you know, brought Chad. The only thing that wouldn't have included would have been photography. And if you wanted photography, Disney does can provide you with a photographer. And I'm actually, because it was on here, I'm gonna look really fast just to see.
So
go ahead.
You know, if you take your own photographer, you know kind of what their angles are going to be, what their shots come out, because normally you've looked at kind of their portfolio ahead of time. And again, we're fortunate enough that we have a friend that does beautiful photography. And yes. So Jill was able to do that with her. But Disney photographers on the ship, they are very good. They do that. But you're going to get, you know, they're not going to follow you around for 6 hours and get photos all over the entire ship.
It doesn't say on there what it costs, but I want to say that the cost, I don't remember now. I don't remember what the cost was. I want to say it was something like $300, and it only included the ceremony and the reception. That was it. Right. And anything after that, you were going to, I mean, now could you have said, hey, we want to pay you for more? Probably. And the other thing is what Tracy was just saying, these are not wedding photographers. They're cruise photographers, right? I mean, they're used to taking pictures of kids, families, in the moments, right. But they're not, you know, thinking of all the things wedding wise. The other thing I'm going to say about using a Disney photographer is that they are going to give you the raw photos they took on that day, uploaded to a USB, and you take it with you. Okay. Because I had Chelsea with me, she touched up all the photos, made them all pretty, corrected light, balanced this, balanced that, black and whites. If me and Chelsea ever stop being so dang busy, because both of us are crazy people, we're going to be working on a coffee table book, which will be fun to have. And she's going to help put that together because she's got a good eye for all of that. So anyways, that's one of the benefits of bringing
your own,
you know, your own photographers, having a lot of those like extra things and special things. Like the night fireworks shots never would have happened if I didn't bring my own photographer, because you know, the Disney photographers are all busy that night on pirate night doing everything else.
Right, doing all of the pirate photography.
That's right. So, anyways, I hope that was, like, again, it was super high level. All the super basics. But if you have any questions specifically that I didn't answer or something I breezed over, please, itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. We would love to answer your question on another podcast.
Yeah, well, Jill will probably be answering it because she did all of the behind-the-scenes wedding. I just got to show up, get dressed one day, and enjoy a party.
Yeah.
Which is also great for the guests.
Yeah.
We all had such a nice time.
Yeah. So. All right, guys. Well, until next time, do we end with our same tagline that we do for Sister Wives podcast? Because this wasn't a Sister Wives podcast.
No, and we didn't have one for this other than keep your chaos low and your spirits high or something of that nature. Yep. We're working on taglines. But until next time.
We'll see you real soon, friends.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye. If your life is so chaotic, you don't remember, you've been listening to the It's All Chaos podcast.
To support Tracy, Jill, or get access to any products we've discussed on the podcast, visit our websites at officiallytracytime.com,
shopjillybean.com,
or shopthechaos.com. If you've enjoyed learning about our chaos, you can always leave a positive review on iTunes, Podbean, or wherever you download your podcasts.
And if you would like to tell us about your chaos, you can always email us at itsallchaospodcast@gmail.com, and maybe we'll read your email on the show.
And remember, when life gets chaotic, it's okay to listen to the podcast in your closet with a Starbucks eating raw cookie dough. James, stop squeezing the dog.
Jasmine.
Oh, Max, don't bite your brother.
Oh, socks. Socks everywhere. Socks.
Can somebody please put these dishes in the dishwasher?
Four, quit chewing on poo.
Whose dirty underwear are on the floor?
Oh my gosh, there are dishes in the sink again. I'm sorry, we gotta go.